makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Monday, October 6th. The Texans tried to recover from Sunday's 31-27 heartbreaking loss to the Colts. Head coach Gary Kubiak spent the night going over every play and every scenario, looking for ways to help his team improve this week. But before we hear from him, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike through the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information. There was no finger pointing in the locker room today. Players weren't hanging their heads because they knew they had no choice but pick up the pieces and move on. Even Sage Rosenfeld, whose three turnovers cost him the game.
I talked to him last night, and then we talked today as a football team. You know, it's very, very difficult to go through. He had his team in tremendous position, and he had done a great job. And, nobody's harder on himself than he is, or any good player in this league is usually built that way, and he's no different. So, it's a very tough day. The players have been there for him since yesterday evening, and they're going to continue to be there for him, and they'll rally around him. They think the world of him, and he'll work through it. He'll be better through it.
Rosenfeld's aggressive play helped Andre Johnson record 131 receiving yards and a touchdown. It also got the Texans in a position to win.
I don't think so. I mean, that's the type of player he is. He expects to make plays, and that's why he does make plays. That's a tough, I put myself through that, me putting him in that situation, should we just ran the ball upon it? I sit there and think about that over and over again, but I trust him so much. And I think, we had a discussion and said, hey, if first off Owen was going out, the whole world fell down, throw it to him. If not, just get what you can get and get down. And I think he had so much room to go that he got very competitive. And, I don't blame a player for being competitive, but we just got to find a way to hang on the ball.
Kubiak also couldn't say enough good things about running back Steve Slayton, who led all rushers with 93 yards and two touchdowns. Slayton split the load with Amon Green, who played for the first time since hurting his ankle in the season opener.
We're making progress, and I think the biggest reason we're making progress, we got a young offensive line, a young left tackle, but I really think, in all honesty, the biggest progress that's been made there has been because of the rookie running back. When we were put in that situation where he became a starter back 3 weeks ago, I don't think any of us really knew how he would handle that load, and it's been exceptional. He's really growing up, and now to add something to him, to add Amon's ability to him, should only help him, but I think he's had a lot to do with that.
In the locker room, tight end Owen Daniels had this to say.
Well, I don't. Do you guys believe it happened? I mean, I said just a second ago, if I watched a movie and that happened, okay, that's not really real. That's not going to happen in real life. The team would take care of that situation and get a win, even if it was by a couple points. So, I almost want to, it's not funny, but I almost want to just laugh about it because it's just so unbelievable.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time.